Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is the latest way small craft brewers are trying to stand out from the big guys, and the Florida Music Store being recognized for its generosity and kindness. Those stories after this.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
There's a brewing movement in the beer world trying to find the weirdest, funkiest yeast. Small beer makers and even global drinks companies are entering the contest, hoping new and exclusive brews with a story behind them will entice customers who are increasingly migrating to wine and spirits. But Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Cherney says finding new yeasts and successfully using them in a modern brewery can take years of work, and there's no guarantee of success. Mike, explain.
It just seems from my reporting that, you know, more people were doing this recently given the craft beer trend that's taking place in the U.S. All these beer makers are basically trying to make their beer stand out among, you know, all the new ones that are on the shelves. So people really need to, make their beer, appeal to customers and find a way to stand out.
How do you search for ancient yeast?
Yeah, well, so this one guy that I talked to who was quoted in the beginning of the story basically just goes around in the forest and grabs branches and lichen and other things and basically puts it in a jar of a sugary sort of solution, which is basically unfermented beer, and just kind of sees if anything sort of develops. So that's one way you can do it. You can literally just walk through the forest and see what you can collect. The other anecdote in the story involved a brewery in Australia, and they had worked at the museum that had some old bottles from a shipwreck, and they had actually been able to take some yeast out of one of those old bottles and eventually use that in their beer. So there's several different ways that you can go about doing this.
So, and when they find it, let's say, are they then trying to recreate it or grow it? Like, how does that work?
I believe the way that it works is that some of the yeast can survive in a bottle that's, 200 years old or so, and they can take that into a lab and then basically get it to start reproducing and create, new yeast cultures pretty much. So it's not like you're taking the actual, actual yeast cell from the bottle. From the old bottle and putting it in all this new beer. You're basically taking it and then regrowing it with the same strain, if that makes any sense.
Oh, that's something. Wow. So how many different types of strains of yeast might there be?
Well, there's definitely a lot. This one organization in England, Lex Yeast Cultures, their latest count was over 4,000 different strains, and that includes brewing yeast as well as baking yeast and other types of yeast. So that's just one number. So we're talking thousands, possibly more.
Thanks, Mike. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Cherney. And finally, a Florida music store is being applauded for kindness. A letter from 10 years ago is going viral. It basically forgives the rent on a musical instrument that a mom had gotten for her son. 21-year-old Jacques Ruffin posted on Reddit that he discovered the 2009 letter in a closet at his mom's home. It's from James Jones, owner of Allegro Music Center. Mr. Jones wrote in the letter that he would not be charging the mother rent for the trumpet Mr. Ruffin was learning to play in school. It reads, "Dear Mrs. Ruffin, you do not have to pay me anymore for the trumpet. It is yours to play. However, if Jacques drops out of band and stops playing the trumpet, will you return it to me so I can give it to some other deserving student? I have been through bad times like you, but remember, tough times never last. Tough people do. Maybe you can help some other students someday when times are better," he wrote. "Sincerely yours, James Jones." Mr. Ruffin, by the way, still plays the trumpet today and says he's inspired to raise money for students who can't afford to rent instruments. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.